Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I still don't think Yankee fans are over it, nor would I be. I mean, I get it. I would be mad. But in the beginning, it was easy to be like, ha ha, plan B for the Yankees is working. Look at Soto, he's struggling. Now, all of a sudden, the haters have been silenced because Soto is starting to come into his own. He's shuffling. He's looking happy. He's producing. He's hitting home runs. Juan Soto doing a little bit of everything. And I do think that's going to bring back up that, I don't want to say just the rivalry, because the Mets and Yankees have been a rivalry, but it's never been to this degree with Soto being square in the middle of it, where the Yankee fans going to start to get annoyed here that Soto's starting to have some success.
Well, listen, I think Met fans are certainly enjoying this burst here from Juan Soto. It's also about time. It's almost the middle of June that he started stringing some hits together. But for those who are petty to, you know, kind of stick their toe in the Met pool and get worked up over that, I think that that represents more of the minority than the majority, because I think most Yankee fans, I don't know, call me crazy, are enjoying the best player in baseball on their TV doing damage every night. I think that the Soto stuff is going to be a sidebar for a long time. And it really hasn't become the sidebar yet, because I will grant you, as I always have, it's still a big piece of the puzzle until there's some resolution. Do the Yankees get to the World Series and win first? Do the Mets beat them there? If the Mets get there, do they win or lose? I mean, because that's what it's all about. Still, we can have balloons and you know, pop champagne for Juan Soto, you guys. But, you know, the thing that really matters is 1986. I mean, that point of reference has to end at some point. And the fact that you got Juan Soto hitting the top 30 of your lineup, that should enhance the chances that you get to the World Series, but it guarantees nothing. Same with the Yankees. Yeah. The battle's on.
And the only way, I guess the best way I could put it is, I've never been happier or more excited in my Mets fandom than I am right now. Now, that doesn't mean that I haven't experienced a singular moment. I mean, in 86, I was 6, 7 years old, whatever it was. So you don't really remember that the way that you wish you would remember that. In 2000 and 99, I had some moments I was excited. In 2006, sure. In 2015, sure. 2022 until about mid-September. Like, there have been moments. The offseason getting Juan Soto to me was exciting. Like, there have been singular individual moments. But when you look at where this franchise is at right now, today, as we sit here and speak, they are the best record. They own the best record in Major League Baseball. They do have the superstars. They did get the player that was ungettable for them, getting a star of that magnitude in his prime, stealing him away from the Yankees. So ownership, the president with Stearns, the manager with Mendoza, the star power that they have, the production that they're getting, the fans out at Citi Field on a nightly basis on a Wednesday night against the Nationals, they're packing a house, going nuts, the pitching department, the way that that's been, and Soto obviously starting to produce. I've never been as excited about the New York Mets as I am right now. Soto's a huge, huge part of that, but just even projecting forward, I could not be more excited about where this franchise is.
Yeah, I get that, and I'm not trying to temper that enthusiasm. I think it's awesome for the city. It's something that I've never run away from. I remember Evan saying this. I think I even asked you when we first started working together. Like, I know Evan for sure had this position. He's like, I think it was 2022. No, I don't want to play the Yankees in the World Series. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, why would you guys not want to play the Yankees in the World Series?
I didn't want it either.
I thought you didn't want it, and the reasons were different. And one of the things that Evan said, I really forgot what you said, but I remember Evan saying a lot. He's like, well, it kind of takes away from the Mets shine. That was him. Yeah. Okay.
That's what I don't like about it. I didn't want it in 2000. I wouldn't want it yet in 2022.
If I'm you guys, that's all that I would want, because there's the way you slay the perception and change the perception here is, number one, you take somebody like Juan Soto, and then you get to the World Series and you beat the Yankees. Like, if you get to the World Series and you beat Toronto Blue Jays or the Tigers, hey, it's still the World Series and you guys go nuts. But that's the ultimate. To really shove it down the throat of the Yankee fan, I would want all that if I'm a Mets fan.
Okay, no, but a few years ago, it's totally different than the way that it is now.
Why, though?
Because
just because of Soto?
100%. And because I think the Mets are better. So now I'm not going in. Like, I don't look at it as going in. See, now it would be the one way. Like, if there's a silver bullet in the Mets-Yankees rivalry, the Yankees dominate the rivalry. Like, nobody can compare.
Yep.
You can't compete with their history. You can't compete with what they've done since the interleague play began. You can't compete with losing the 2000 World Series head-to-head the first time they played each other. Like, back then it was hope that, oh, maybe this will be the one that you win this and you could erase everything. Can't do it. If there's a silver bullet, now this is it. With getting Soto, with the Mets being, this is not a one-off. This is not a fluke. They've got the best owner in the game or whatever, the richest owner in the game who's, you know, he's going to do whatever he can to continue to build a winner, sustained, successful ball club. So those things, the boxes have been checked. The silver bullet would be taking the Yankees head on with Juan Soto on your team and beating them. Now, once that happens, then the whole dynamic, you could reference Lou Gehrig and Mickey Mantle and Babe Ruth all you want.
Mm-hmm.
You could reference all the championships all you want. Once the Mets beat the Yankees in the World Series with Juan Soto as a Met, it's over.
That's one aspect, but it could also get worse for you guys, where that silver bullet could find the way into the Yankee pinstripe chamber.
Yeah.
And the Yankees can play the Mets in the World Series again and dash all these hopes that, by the way, are justified and come with great merit. Mets look really good this year. It's fun. Looking good. Hopefully Juan finds his way to an All-Star team, and maybe hopefully makes the All-Star team represent you guys this year. But, like, if the Yankees now were to beat the Mets in the World Series with Soto a Met,
right,
now everything that I'm hearing from the Met fan now goes out the window.
Well, the only thing is that there's more to lose from the Yankees' perspective. Like, okay, so if the Yankees beat the Mets and Soto, it just definitively says there's nothing the Mets could ever do. They're never going to be as good as the Yankees. They'll never have the one-up on the Yankees, because the one guy that you stole from us, we still beat him in the World Series. I'll give you that. There's no one-upping. However, if it goes the other way, then there's no coming back from that from the Yankee perspective. Like, all the however many years of...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
History,
whether
you date back to the 20s, whether you date back to 97 when the interleague play started, whatever reference point you want to say, that gets erased with the one silver Soto bullet in this particular case in the World Series. So if I were a Yankee fan, I would want no part. And I believe that the majority Yankee fans, I'll ask your answer in a second, I would believe that the majority Yankee fans want no part of the Mets in a Subway Series, whereas if you ask me now, from a Mets perspective, my answer is different than it was in 2022. Now, I want the Yankees.
I want the Mets more than anybody. I want that opportunity. I think that, first of all, that would be amazing if you and I survived it for the show.
Yeah.
I mean, let alone the station.
Different.
No, I know. But could you imagine us in this studio for 10, 12, 13, 14 days in October, probably pissed off over the Jets and the Giants, Yanks and Mets playing each other in the world? You and I?
I know,
us,
but the loser might not be able to survive.
Well, that's what I'm saying. it comes with consequences, potentially.
I don't think we could survive that.
Well, that's why it's a roll of the dice, and maybe we got to be careful what we ask for here. But there's also one other element. We'll get back to the calls, BT and Sal. So, and now I wouldn't be
coming over the fire pit to watch those games.
I was thinking about that. I don't know why I thought about that today. I'm like, there's no way that me and Sal can watch a Yankee Met World Series game together. I don't even know if I want to watch a Subway Series during the summer with you, let alone in October when it's brisk out. All right, so one more quick element before I know the phones are jacked up. So, because this started with Soto and the Mets, and you guys know where we are now, right? A little Knicks as well. But the Soto stuff to me is a lot more like, say, Reggie Jackson than Clyde Frazier. Like, Clyde was drafted by the Knicks. He won multiple championships. He was ours. He owned the city. And then the Knicks traded him. I know it was to the Cavaliers. I think it was 77. I could be off on that. I think it was 77. Maybe 78. But either way, he was traded. That is a hole in the soul of the Knicks fan back then that you don't recover from. The Reggie stuff, now, if you're a young Yankee fan, you hear the name Reggie Jackson, before you maybe did some homework, you probably thought Reggie, I know I did when I was a kid, Reggie was here 9-10 years. I just hear Mantle, Ruth, DiMaggio, Garrick, Berra, Whitey. I'm thinking Reggie was a lifelong Yankee. He played for multiple teams, the Orioles, the A's, before he came to the Yankees. And then he went to the Angels after the 82. He went there, I guess, in 82, whatever it was. Reggie was here 5 years. The difference with Soto and Reggie, forget about Clyde, but I'm making a point about Soto, is that Soto never came here on his own volition. And that never escaped me. Even though I wanted him to stay, I always understood he didn't willingly come here. He was traded here. And now I didn't think the Mets would get him. I'm going to keep it real there. But Reggie came here when he signed as a free agent willingly. And then the stuff with George, and then he's like, they fell apart. So it's the energy that I think that you think that Yankee fans really have towards Soto. I'm not saying it wasn't there and it's not there, but it's dissipating. It's not even close to being the same when we found out that he was signing with the Mets.
You know what I think it is? And this is where I find it offensive, and it's always bothered me for years. But at least there was reason to act this way or feel this way. It has always been, and I hate to even use the term big brother, little brother stuff, but that's the easiest way that you could put it. Or just flat out say the Yankees were on a totally different level than the Mets.
Not just the Mets. Everybody, fair to the Mets.
Understood, but we're in this town. So from a Mets fan perspective, I never accept being less than or second to any, like, it's just not something that I believe in at my core. To anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I got you.
You would feel the same way.
I appreciate
way, like,
that. Yeah, sure.
Whether it's the Jets or in life.
100%.
Like, so that, but my whole life as a fan, as a Mets fan, you kind of, you don't have to accept it, but it is the reality.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yankee fan, quite the opposite, where it's always like, yeah, well, we exist and we're superior to the Mets and the Met fan because this is where the Yankees and this is how much we won. And all those things were factual. Now it has changed. And Yankee fans don't want to accept the reality that it has changed. Now, the only thing left is going to be time because of the sustained success that the Mets will have under Steve Cohen, like that just takes years to build up. But also, the Mets, A, stealing Soto, and now B, ultimately winning a World Series with him. And then I'm sure there'll be the same thing of like, okay, well, it's only one World Series and blah, 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 blah. But the reality is, even without that, the Mets have gotten themselves on equal footing with the Yankees. The Mets have been trying to get in the room for dinner. Yankees are at the big boy table, don't want to let him in. The Mets had to kick down the door. I'm kicking down the door now saying, we're here. Like, that's how just I feel. I truly, for the first time in my Mets fandom, in the existence of my Mets fandom, do not feel less than anybody, especially the Yankees, and especially after getting Juan Soto.
You shouldn't feel less than, but until you win a championship, you're still less than. And
see,
that's
the
difference.
I don't agree with that, because neither team has won a championship since 2009.
Well, then get to one.
Yeah, okay.
Well, get to one. I mean, Yanks were in the World Series a year ago. I know, wait, so I got I didn't know you were going to reach
Juan
for that.
Soto.
I beat you to that.
But
I know it was coming there.
So that's what I'm saying, like, the history
but right, even if 2009, I mean, the Mets haven't won since 86.
Understood.
Almost, listen.
But a lot of that was prior ownership. Like, that doesn't mean anything to me anymore.
No question. And I'm not even saying that it should. But what I'm really saying is that, you know, and there's a fine line here, and it's a little semantical, but things don't change until they truly change. I know there's more people going to Queens, all right? Cohen asked for it, delivered. Yeah. Boom. They're showing up 38,000 deep on Tuesday, as they should to watch a really good team. You took Soto from the Yankees. I know SNY's advertising rates and the radio rates are going up because the Mets have a different profile. All those things are true. But without a championship, it's not the top of the mountain.
Yeah, but no. Nobody said top of the mountain. Saying equal footing with the Yankees.
I'm still saying no. Because the Yankees were in the World Series last year. Yeah. And they got the best player in baseball, and they're going to have the Cy Young winner.
But who cares?
But you make it seem like the Yankees took five steps back.
No, I'm saying the Mets have taken their step back.
I know they have, but the Yankees haven't stepped backwards. The Mets stepping forward is merely to get to a level that is around the Yankees. Yeah. You get past them by either getting to the World Series and the Yankees not, or getting to the World Series and winning, and specifically beating the Yankees.
Or stealing their superstar player.
Yeah, I get that, but that's
Soto,
the stuff.
Soto is symbolic of the transformation of the balance of what's happening.
Not as much as you think it
is.
The Yankees
have been losers since 2009.
You gotta win.
Give me the Babe Ruth number.
No, I don't do that. I don't go to Babe. I really don't.
Nobody gives a crap about the 27
championships. I agree with that.
Aaron Judge has zero rings. Juan Soto has a ring.
True, but not for you. Yeah. And that's what you need. Well, you care. You care.
I want Juan Soto.
I know you do.
And I got him.
Okay, hold on.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, the conversation... The Mets already stole the star player from the Yankees.
We all know that. We all acknowledge that. Right. I took the L. I moved
on.
It's changing. You're the end of the
world. I'm not afraid of the Yankees. I don't look at the Yankees as the be-all, end-all.
You shouldn't.
The Dodgers won the World Series. Yankees coughed it up.
I agree.
Aaron Judge has been a choker in the post. You want to get real. I mean, Aaron Judge in October, choking it up left and right.
Now hold on.
Those are the facts.
Like, I agree. I don't dispel facts. I embrace facts. That's why, you know, you guys laugh in the morning when I barrel rate. Like, those are irrefutable numbers. I don't push back on facts. I never will. However, what you are projecting today, I know you. I know you believe what you say, and I know you feel what you say.
Right.
And you should. But, there's a big but, and we can't prove this now, when you. But, if we fast forward 15 years, and there's no championships, that joy is gone, because your boy didn't deliver. Until you win. You're not there.
Right, but you could also then say, well, let's say the Mets win this year, and they don't beat the Yankees in the process. Whatever reason.
You won. I'm not going to hold that again. No, you're a champion.
But I know what's going to happen.
I'm not going to do that.
But then you fast forward in 10 years, and it's been, well, they only won one championship. Like, it will never be enough.
I won't say that.
In general, it will never be enough. There's no way to chase the history that the Yankees have.
Agree, but you got to get at least one with Soto, and it's June. You don't have the one yet.
Fair enough. But all I wanted was to be on equal footing with them. And I believe the Yankees are not, this is not the 90s anymore.
I understand that.
Where to be on equal footing with them in the 90s, you'd have to win 4 or 5 championships.
Oh, forget about it. The Yankees aren't doing that anytime in my lifetime at all, probability again.
So if the Mets win one this year, they would have done something that the Yankees could not do.
If the Mets win the World Series this year and the Yankees don't, it's official. The Mets own the town. Save that. Cut it up. Save it. Play it on every show. You play enough dumb things that I say. Play that. I'm gonna own it. If the Mets win the World Series this year, whether they beat the Yankees or don't, the Mets own the city. Period. Gotta win it. Gotta win it, big boy.
I'm not even going to there yet. I'm just saying that right now, I'm enjoying where the Mets are at and where their fans should be versus where they have been for a long time.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.